welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. I am your host, Andrew McKenney, with my co-host, as always, Tim Taylor.
Yes, sir.
And as you know from listening to us right now, that last week was not our last episode. But I do feel like I might need to make a public apology here because I got a lot of hate for what happened last week.
You clickbaity son of a gun.
But I'm not going to apologize ever, okay? This is not an apology. I just think it, I just thought it was pretty funny how many people thought that that was truly the end of the podcast when really it was a good send-off for Bergeron, Marcus Smart, and of course your boy Grant Williams.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, unfortunately this week we truly have to say goodbye again.
We do have another goodbye to say.
David Krejci officially hangs up the skates. We all kind of expected this, especially, I think, you know, I got asked today, well, why didn't he say it sooner? You know, why didn't Bergeron say it sooner as well? And does it really matter? I mean, they went out.
I don't think it does. No. And it doesn't do anything to us. And we went about our business. Assuming they would be, you know, in terms of the front office did.
Right.
Assuming they wouldn't be back.
I think that when Bergeron retired, they probably both made their decision a lot sooner than, you know, obviously when it was released. But I think when Bergeron retired, that was it for Krejci. If Bergeron had decided, let me make one more run, maybe Krejci would have decided that as well. And as a fan, do you want that? Would you have wanted Krejci to come back this year?
Yeah, I mean, I would have, but...
I mean, I think we've had this conversation in the past that for $1 million, you're not going to get anybody better than Bergeron. I mean, than either, actually.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I would have liked to have them back, especially, again, we've said this a million times now, for the 100 year. It would have been nice to have either one of those guys, if not both of them.
Yeah. I just think that, like, they knew when the season ended, but I think that I do believe that there's a period of over the course of those 2 months where they want to make damn sure that that's how they feel.
Yeah.
And ultimately they did. I don't think it's... I don't know. I just think these types of decisions, like, you can't make in the moment. We've seen a lot of people unretire, or some major people unretire of late, and I don't think everyone really likes doing that or anything.
Well,
it is interesting to, like, have to not have, like, a farewell tour for either of these guys. And
yeah,
I know everyone feels whatever way they do about farewell tours in general. But yeah, I think there's a world where maybe Krejci was waiting to see what Bergeron would do.
Yeah.
And Bergeron was maybe waiting to see how he feels. And we know how he feels. He feels like being the Uber driver for his family is the most fun he's had in 10 years. So,
yeah, you know, and there's been,
we're gonna do it.
There's been some speculation. And again, it's speculation. I don't know how much truth there is to it, that maybe what had happened was, like, Bergeron kind of started working out in the off season and either didn't, you know, he said the workouts were getting harder and harder. I wasn't able to get up for him as easily and this and this, but maybe he kind of had a minor setback in his conditioning where he was like, this is just not worth it. You know, if it was easy, then he would play another year, I'm sure. But maybe he had something where he was just like, oh, that hurts. Or, yep, this is not going as well as I would have expected. And that's when he made his decision. I mean, I don't know. But before last season, he basically had said, I let the guys know that I was coming back for one more year right after the season. So he knew then. So maybe that's something that happened this time as well. But, you know, it's tough, man. It's like you look back at the teams that we've watched over the last 20 years and, like, those two guys have always been there. So when we think about, you know, 2011.
My two jerseys.
Yeah.
Well, I'm officially out of an active jersey.
Oh, man. And you got to get one for the 100 year this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that being said, who do you think? With who's left on this team, who do you think you'd go with?
Well, I'm a huge fan of, first of all, the number 13, but also the local boy himself, Mr. Coyle. So that's high on my list. But, you know, I also, I'm a big pasta man. There's a lot of directions I could go. I could go a little niche with it. I feel like Coyle's a little niche for a selection. But, yeah. You know, and who's to say I just need one?
That's true. That's true. You don't have to tell me.
I ain't catching you, but yeah. Somewhere between you and me.
Oh. Yeah, no, you can't go wrong with either of them. Spaghetti Man, you can't go wrong with. And Coyle is, you know, obviously we love him. We've been huge fans ever since he came to this team. And it feels like every year we kind of, you know, love him as a player more and more. He's gotten better and better. And it's just, I really hope that he sticks around here for a while. I know that he's under contract now. He's not that old. So I hope that, you know, they give him another contract when his, you know, inevitably expires. But I would love to see him here, you know, for the rest of his career. And I don't know what that's going to take or what that's going to be, but he doesn't seem like a guy who's going to command big money from the Bruins. So I think that that's definitely a possibility. They need solid guys like him. They have to have a core, which they have a core right now that is very good with Marchand. We've talked about this a bunch. Marchand, Pasta, McAvoy, Carlo, you know, all these guys that are really vocal and really important to building this team. And I feel like Coyle's probably one of those guys too. He seems like a great locker room guy. I just, you know, the fans love him. He's from here. It would be great to see him stick around past whatever this contract is now. I don't know exactly how long he has left, but I think it's a couple years at least.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like you kind of always want to buy for longevity, but I think I'm giving up on that in this day and age, especially when I most recently bought a Marcus Smart jersey. You know, we buy for the vibe.
Absolutely.
In this household. And Coyle and Pasta are the vibes I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah, I don't care which one you get. You can't go wrong with either of them. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's circle back real quick to Krejci a little bit. Do you have a specific Krejci memory as far as... It doesn't even necessarily have to be a play or you know, a goal or anything like that. But is there anything specifically that comes to mind, aside from him lifting the cup, that you kind of remember most about Krejci? We've had him on this team for so long. I think it was 16 years. He's been through so much. He's only played for the Bruins, which, again, we could talk about this a million times too. I love. You know, there's not a lot of loyalty in sports these days, and that's just something that, especially in a city like Boston or even you know, New York or Philly or any of these huge sports towns, they love guys like that. You always, you know, we would have loved to see Brady end his career here and all of that, but, like, these are the players that you always will think about forever because they were so loyal to the team, and the actual team showed them loyalty as well. There were plenty of times where they could have traded Krejci for something, but they didn't. So that to me makes a player even more likable and more of like a fan favorite, which you don't have to convince anybody that Krejci is a fan favorite in this town. So.
No, and I think he's well respected in the league. Like, he's not underrated, despite how maybe underannounced his gameplay might be, just because he's so solid at the center position. Like, he's just through and through two way, so solid at it. I mean, my first memories of Krejci, and when he came to, like, kind of prowess amongst, you know, these Bruins teams, was the year before the cup, when it's him, Michael Ryder, and Blake Wheeler on a line together. Like, that's what I remember the most is just that line being fire, and his passing ability was just unmatched, in my opinion. That's what stands out to me. We're talking 13 years ago, and that's, you know, that's when he, so not only full career with the Bruins, but, you know, being relevant amongst that career for over a decade, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's important to say that, you know, we had something very special in 2011, of course. I mean, we had a lot of things go right for us. And unfortunately, the Horton thing for him was horrible, but that really went our way as well. I mean, it kind of, they always, all the players always say that that was the turning point. You know, him getting knocked out on a dirty hit like that is what basically poked the bear, I guess.
Right.
But you can't, you can say all you want about Tim Thomas in that year, and we don't win the cup without Tim Thomas, but we also don't win the cup that year without Krejci. He was on another level. I mean, there were moments throughout his playoff career that we knew him as playoff Krejci. You know, like he would always turn it on. He was very important to our success in the playoffs. So maybe more so than some other players, but it's just, it was so fun to watch, and it was crucial to us being so successful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you said it best. It doesn't happen without him.
Yeah.
And I think that's just basically the underlying statement of it all. I mean, that's the greatest Bruins season of our lifetimes, you know, by far.
Yeah.
And, you know, was a major part of two other massive runs too. So, well, yep. Three if you count last year, but I don't know if we should.
Well, I mean, it's a historic year nonetheless.
Regular season, yeah. Run, I wouldn't call it a run, nope. But I'd call it a historic regular season. Maybe the best of all time.
Maybe a jog. Maybe a playoff jog.
Playoff stretch, I feel like it was.
I did see a video today that I loved from 2013 that it kind of jogged my memory a little bit. So when they were in the finals, or, you know, I think it was the finals, and they came on the TV and each player said who their favorite player was growing up. Do you remember this video?
Yeah, yeah.
So David Krejci comes on and he goes, my favorite player growing up was Jaromír Jágr. And then Jágr comes on right after him and he goes, I'm Jaromír Jágr. My favorite player growing up was Jaromír Jágr. And it was just like such a classic, funny moment. I mean, Jágr's been, he's kind of a human highlight reel on and off the ice. So it's just one of those things that is typical from him. But I loved it, man. He's one of my favorite players of all time. And I wish that he was on the Bruins for a little bit longer than whatever it was, 20 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a rumor going around too. And I don't know if it's a Twitter troll, which I'm going to assume it is, or if there's some validity to it, that the Penguins are closing in on signing Jágr to bring him back to the NHL. And the only reason I say maybe there is some validity to it is maybe they're actually going to sign him and do the one day and put, you know, retire his number, because it needs to be done. It's long overdue.
Ooh, the Bruins or the Penguins?
No, the Penguins.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
It's, yeah, the Bruins are going to retire his number, put him up in there.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I think it's long overdue, man. I mean, that guy's such a legend to the game of hockey that they need to do it. They got to put his number up there. And I don't think he's coming back to the NHL, but I don't want to put it past this guy.
Yeah. No, I won't. I mean, either of these guys unretiring sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I won't hold my breath, but I do think they are both obviously guys who still have a good amount left in the tank, but are choosing to kind of end on their own terms right now. And, you know, as I mentioned before, sometimes that eats at people and we see returns, but...
You're not going to see it with these two.
I don't think so. I really don't. And if you do, I don't think it's this season. Like, you know, maybe there's some sort of like, I'll play next year, but again, I'm grasping at straws here. I don't see it.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, there were times where both Bergeron and Krejci looked like they had lost a step, you know, at times, not all the time, but that happens when you're at the age that you are and you've played 20 years or 16 years in the league or whatever it is. So that's not surprising, but I just think that especially with a year off, and coming back and not having any game experience, I don't think that that would be something that either of those players would want to do based on, they always want to play at the highest level. And I don't think that they would feel like they would be able to play at that level. And you don't want to bring them back just to bring them back, but
yeah,
who knows? You never
maybe know. Maybe we'll bring Recky back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And Ryder, while we're on the subject.
I mean, while we're talking about the Penguins, they have gotten older as well.
Yes.
looking to make one more final push at another cup for their core of Crosby, Malkin, and Letang. So they picked up Erik Karlsson from the Sharks.
I know. Yeah, I saw that.
Which everybody is like, oh my God, of course, you know, he won the Norris or whatever, and he has so many points and goals and blah, blah, blah. But he does make that team older, and he's not what he once was on the defensive end of the puck. Don't get me wrong. I would have loved to have him on the Bruins. I'm not saying that, but
yeah, same.
I don't think that puts them into Stanley Cup contention just by picking him up, but I have been wrong in the past, so we'll see. But that's a big
move. Hey, listen, I think they look better than last year, and I know they're getting older.
Sure, but yeah. I mean, they absolutely do, but they picked up Bruins legend Riley Smith as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that guy plays really good everywhere but in Boston, so.
Yeah, I think he just won a cup, too, so.
Yeah, he did some cool stuff in Florida along the way, too. Is that but good? I think that's good. It's good for Bruce. Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, but I'm also a huge fan of, you know, let's not bridge to the future. Like, let's kind of go all in. 'Cause like, it's going to be a huge turnover. Like, that's the next franchise to lose its goats, you know, like
them in Tampa, right? Malkin
and yeah. But although they found a way to bridge it with that second ring of talent that's like kind of in their 30s right now. Like, obviously Stamkos is getting up there and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're like I feel like they're pulling in the driveway of it, but like Pittsburgh's knocking at the door. Like,
yeah.
It is the ninth inning on.
I mean,
on
it's like court. Us last year, right? They're kind of.
That's what I think. So yeah, and that's why I'd be stoked as a Penguins fan for the route that they're going, rather than bridge to the future. And like, you know, now that we don't have those guys, you and I think are both not only fine but pretty happy with, you know, the offseason moves we made. We're pretty realistic about what we expect this team to be in terms of a fringe playoff team, and we understand that it's going to allow us to spend a lot more money next offseason.
Exactly. It gives you lot of flexibility to build around that good core that you have.
And so if I'm a Pittsburgh fan, I'd be pissed if you're doing this like bridge the gap, try to stay kind of young thing for when Sid and Malkin retire. I'd rather the route they went. And so yeah, I mean they're going for it. I'm with you though. I don't know that it massively pushes. I think it pushes the needle, but I don't know how much.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be an interesting year, regardless of what the team actually looks like on opening night. But I am excited.
I'm excited, man. Yeah, I'm really excited. It like, and like with Krejci going and with losing my favorite athlete of all time, still staying on the ice here, Patrice Bergeron, not Grant Williams. I'm more sour about the end of last year, obviously. But it feels like two different teams in a strange way. It does. Like, I'm kind of able to
absolutely.
Put the rest
yeah.
last year and just like recognize that is, and I'm sorry folks if some of you aren't ready for this, dead and gone and not being resurrected.
Yeah,
it's over. And so with that, we got to get excited. We got to be able to get out of bed that we have Pastrnak for the next 8 years or whatever he just signed, like that we have this stepping stone squad who can still be interesting, who can still be sneaky, kind of maybe annoying. And let's go. We got Lucic back. It's going to be fun. It's going to be weird. Embrace the weird. It's going to be fun. We're not going to have a bad time this year, but we're never going to have last year again. And I think that's okay. That's just life.
Did you just coin their slogan for the year? It's like cowboy up and like do your job. And then this year it's like embrace the weird.
Yeah, I'm with that. We should print them.
Yeah.
Bruins Centennial.
Yeah.
Embrace the weird.
Embrace the weird. Where we give Van Riemsdyk the captain spot.
Whoa. I'm excited to see James.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. It's like this year.
I've really been annoyed by him in the history of his career. This is a fun little.
Shattenkirk, too.
Oh, yeah. And it's two Big East hockey guys, so in a way it's a homecoming, you know. Van Riemsdyk, a UNH grad, Shattenkirk, BU, I believe. So, yeah.
Yep.
Wonderful of a terrier line, Shattenkirk and McAvoy.
Ooh. Possible.
I don't hate it. I'm that's the other thing. Like, I'm excited to see what the D pairings are going to be with who we brought in. Like,
yep.
I'm excited to have Lindholm. Like, it really is like a stepping stone year. We're not terrible.
Right.
By any means of the word. Where, you know, chemistry remains to be seen, I think, with this much of a turnover. But we're able to... I don't know that we had this in the last week's recording, or maybe I did, because... Not to let the cat out of the bag, me and Andrew recorded once, and then Bergeron retired, so you guys will never see that episode. So I'm not sure if this made air or not, but we did get Freddie and Sway.
Yes. I don't know if it did either, so we might as well just talk about it quickly.
I feel like
here.
It might have, but either way, it doesn't hurt to revisit, because both great moves.
So... If I didn't say it last week, I'll say it now. Frederick has to score 20 goals for me to be happy about that deal.
I don't find that to be a mountain or even really a hill for him.
I think he scored.
I really think it's a coming out party this year, and I think there's also more room for him to score.
I hope 20
so. Goals.
I hope you're right. And that's the other thing, too, is I'm going to be very interested to see what the power plays look like. You're going to see some guys on the power play that you probably wouldn't have expected before, because now there's no Krejci, no Bergeron. The whole thing is kind of going to be kind of mixed up a little bit. So that's going to be very interesting. You might see Frederick on a power play or, you know, second unit or something like that. I have no clue, but that would give him more opportunity to put some more in the back of the net. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how this goes. I would imagine that, just for the sake of conversation right now, first power play unit is something like Marchand, Pasta, DeBrusk. I don't know if my guess would be Zacha or Coyle and then McAvoy, which I don't hate. But
yeah.
Again, it's going to be so interesting because there's so many different combinations that they're going to have to figure out this year, which also for the people complaining about, well, you know, anybody could have coached the team last year and Montgomery coasted and won the Jack Adams. Here. You're going to see what type of coach he actually is this year, because he's going to have to do a lot of figuring out what works and what doesn't work. But also you're going to have to get over that, because he did win that last year. And without him, I don't think that without him, we don't have that season, because clearly the shakeup needed to happen and the shakeup worked. Getting a coaching change, getting a different voice, maybe the way that he was with the players got them feeling a different way, changed the vibe. Regardless of how much he actually coached, the team played great in front of him, of course, but that doesn't happen without him there.
Yeah. And listen, I have a huge, huge, huge issue, a nail in the coffin take on his lack of adjustments being our ultimate downfall at the end of the year. And I do believe that, but that doesn't mean I don't think he coached the whole way.
Right.
I do hope that he just throws a lot of stuff at the wall this year and sees it the way we see it and isn't afraid to shake stuff up, which I don't imagine he would be. He's a hell of a coach, and I'm sure he's kicked himself more than we could ever kick him.
Right.
So I'm excited. I'm happy Bruce Montgomery is my coach, and I want him to remain my coach. And that take is just
wait.
So moronic.
you just merged the two.
Bruce Montgomery. Yep. You didn't hear?
They merged
the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're both coaching now?
Yeah. And then
I like it. They both bring very different things to the table, so I do like that.
God, what's his first name? Why can't Jim. I think of it? Jim. Yeah, it's Jim Cassidy over in Vegas.
Jim Cassidy
now.
And Bruce Montgomery. We'll be here all week, folks.
You know, the real comeback this year will be when he's not 32nd on the head coach attractiveness level.
Oh, no, he's up there now.
Yeah, he's a hot guy. Yep. Get that scally cap on him and watch out. Sheesh. That's my coach. But yeah, no, I just hope he uses this year to launch next year as well.
Yeah.
And dictate next year as well. I really do think that there's a big window for Freddie to step into, and it's going to be his to drop it. And I do think he's going to have more opportunities this year.
I agree. And I don't think that they'll be afraid to trade him. He's on a 2-year deal right now. And if he doesn't play to the level that they want him to play, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, me neither. But
let's hope it doesn't happen, because I do like him. And I think
any trade in that regard is going to be picks, I feel like, right?
Yeah, but going into let's call it a retool,
we don't need to be ready for the year after, I guess.
Yeah,
we can be patient. It'll suck a little bit, but yeah.
Well, I figured this is going to be a quick episode because we're still kind of in the middle of the off season here. We're getting closer every day to the regular season. I think we're at like 60 days, or we're just under that or something like that. So it's exciting, but there's still not a lot of stuff to talk about until training camp really starts and we start seeing who's going to be, you know, who's playing well and who's doing what. So there's not a whole lot to talk about. We've gotten a little bit lucky with getting Lucic back and Bergeron. I wouldn't call it lucky, but lucky about things to talk about with Bergeron retiring and Krejci retiring and the team looking so different. But again, not a ton of news aside from those big things. So we will, you know, we'll keep up with it as much as we can as it happens. But I figure I did want to get a Celtics take from you, because we had a conversation a few days ago about Porzingis.
Yes.
Would you like to explain the situation and your thoughts on the situation?
Okay, so the rumor was that he might be shut down from a foot injury. And he might be shut down for the FIBA World Cup. For anyone who doesn't know what the FIBA World Cup is, it's the World Cup of basketball. A lot of NBA guys, massive NBA guys play. Although the U.S. team is, it's like up-and-comers, you know? Like the savvy veteran is Brandon Ingram. We don't have any Jaylen Brown. We don't have any Jason Tatum. Seemingly their choice. You don't have any Kevin Durant's, LeBron's.
Yeah.
None of that. Giannis usually plays for Greece. I'm not sure if he is. Luka's playing for Slovenia. And our new boy, Kristaps Porzingis, is supposed to be playing for Latvia. Shut him down. No. I've seen footage since and he seems fine. I don't care. We owe $90 million to this guy over the next 3 years. He shouldn't even have been on the roster to begin with.
A guy who you were concerned about injuries in the first place.
Man, I literally never say this about anyone. I usually say, let the chips fall where they may, yada, yada, yada. This is a fragile unicorn. No. Why is this even an option that he's going to play? And now my fear is that he is going to play and then he will get injured. And I will be rioting on Causeway.
Yeah, I know that this is not going to go over well if he does play.
I just can't believe, I didn't know he was even up for playing. Like, I can't believe it's a conversation. He's the most fragile individual. And he's, for the amount of money he makes, like, I really think that he's, like, the highest paid with the lowest amount of games. Like, I really do.
Not great.
I'm pissed. No, I'm. It's not great. We'll be following some FIBA. Again, no Celtics on the American team anyway. But some other Celtics in action. I think Al's playing for the Dominican again, but he might have said no, because that's the smart thing to do when you're turning 38 years old, to not elongate your season by 3 weeks, especially if we need it to go long. I hope that's the case. But regardless, I'm very excited for the World Cup to start. I think it's great basketball. I like international rules more. Like the putback rules are more fun. You know, I even with the U.S. not playing who I don't think is their top 12 players in the NBA or like American basketball players in the world. I still think we're pretty favorited. Handled Spain, handled Slovenia really well. But it'll be fun to watch. And got some basketball going.
Oh, let's talk really quick before we wrap this up about the rumor that I sent you a couple days ago. How stoked are you if the Celtics do play the Lakers in LA on Christmas Day?
They are. Isn't that official?
Is it official? I thought it was just I thought it was like a leak.
My understanding is that it's official. I think they announced the Christmas Day games, and that's official.
So
I'm pretty stoked. I mean, I'm kind of stoked. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's tough being on a holiday, like a real holiday. But like,
yeah.
Have you ever been to a Christmas Day game?
I haven't. I wouldn't be trying to. I need to start a GoFundMe now.
Yeah, true.
To get in the door. But it's like a holiday when they come anyways, so
sure,
I don't know.
Sure.
It's a little annoying, I think, personally, because, yeah, it is going to drive those prices up. I'm curious to see the whole schedule and if they're still planning, like, the West Coast trip around that now, or if, like, that's, like, a special they fly out and then they're at the Clippers at a different time. Curious about that. Curious to see the rest of it. Shout out to the Sixers imploding.
I hate
you guys
wild.
So much. James Harden is the biggest bum on the planet. I don't care if Daryl Morey lied to him. He looks horrible, I think, in all of these situations. He fights his way out of every single situation he ever gets in. And it drives me absolutely mad. Yeah, I don't even really feel bad. The Sixers are going to absolutely implode. I think they'll lose Embiid. And I think we'll be done talking about them as a risk for quite a while.
I love that.
It'll be like when the Nets fell off, but the Nets never really had it.
True. That's true. It was always like, well, they should be something, but they never were.
Exactly. Shout out to Derek White being bald now. Bald Derek.
Derek
looks like a problem.
I think he's going to go off for like 50 points a game now.
I know Pro-Am is Pro-Am, but you got to see what he's looking like over there. It's pretty nuts.
He's going to average probably 45 every game, is my guess.
He's a true point guard, and I'm excited to have him as my point guard. I wasn't prepared to have him as my point guard, but I'm not. I have no questions that he can do the job and do it damn well. And I mean, now he's our best two-way player on the team by far. You know, and I think he was maybe anyway, because his offense was stronger than Marcus's. But now he gets the driver's seat. It'll be fun to watch. It'll be good. I like our team. I'm just very concerned about this guy we're paying $36 million to this year and then another 60 over the next two.
This is very, very unimportant. I don't know. I think that's a mean thing to say, but unimportant to the team. But has Blake Griffin signed anywhere yet?
No, I'd love. I think I said it last week. I want that in the locker room.
Me too.
He's also clearly homies with them. Sam Hauser just got married this weekend. He was there. Luke Kornet's there. Pritchard's there. Him and Pritchard are like legitimately best friends.
Yeah.
I just love the bench gang, and like everyone else is back. Let's get him back.
I think if the Celtics are willing to do it, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't want to come back. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he thinks he can squeeze $2 million out of another franchise again. I don't know what the minimum is. I don't know what, maybe we have to pay him $2 million, and they find that unjustifiable. I don't know. I got to be honest, like, even when we needed him, he was fairly useful.
I was going to say, we said this last week, let him play a little bit.
Let him play a little.
Yeah.
Let him play a little. We're also pretty shallow up top. I'm real worried. I mean, I do think that if he's the guy that we signed, you're going to see a lot of Blake Griffin games, because you're going to have one of those other three, if not two of those other three, or God forbid we're stuck with three of those other three big men that we have injured.
Yeah.
We might see him. I'm also really excited for Brissett. We haven't talked much about him. He's a cool pickup out of the Pacers last year that Brad Stevens clearly remembered, because he had his career game against the Celtics last year and dropped 26 points on us. Long wing, 6'8". I mean, we're clearly trending towards just like, why don't we have everyone on our team be between the sizes of 6'7" or 6'6" and 6'9", and with like 7 foot wingspans and go from there.
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off.
Oh, I can't. I just keep thinking all the time. I'm like, there's so many question marks for both teams, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, and more news comes out every week, and we do have some stuff to talk about, which we have, but there'll be plenty more. So, I don't know, man. It's gonna be a fun year for both sides.
Yeah. And I want to speak, kind of, we'll button this episode with a little full circle-ness. It's funny to think that we would hang up the podcast after the end of last season. We've been blessed to have some amazing runs and some amazing teams. No championships since we've started this, but some great runs and great teams, and certainly on the incline, I think, in both departments until this season. And now it's like a little bit more question marks, but... Baby, these teams can go 10-72, and you're still having balcony chatter every week, man. We ain't going anywhere.
It just might be a little bit angrier.
Yeah, oh, a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
For sure. But no, man, I'm excited. I'm ready for the seasons to start. The limbo's kind of killing me. I think we're down to 30 days before hockey. Because I saw some meme of Chara the other day that said 33.
That must be like preseason.
Yeah, it's got to be. I don't care. I'm ready to inject that directly into my veins.
Yeah, me too.
FIBA's helping me carry over for basketball. Football will do the rest. I'm excited for football to be back.
How about Slam Ball? You've been watching some of that?
Man, I gotta. No.
Dude, I've been watching some of it, and it's still as crazy as ever. I'm like, how do these people not just blow out?
I heard it's the same.
Yeah,
I heard
dude.
It's just the same.
It's wild.
Sick. Wasn't broke. Don't fix it.
Nah, it's sick. It's like... It's what you wanted the XFL to be. Not like absolute chaos, but like when it came back, you're like, oh, I'm excited to watch this. And nobody watches it. I mean, we are an XFL podcast, as we have stated in the past, obviously. But
yes, massively.
But no, dude, it's wild. You should definitely watch it at some point and just see the
chaos.
I'll
become a slam ball pod. Is there cities or is it just teams?
I believe there's cities, but it could be teams. I don't know. I haven't watched enough of it to know.
Uh-huh.
All I know is I really enjoy watching the guy who has to stand under the net and just try to block all the crazy shots that come in, and they just dunk right in his face. Like
They have like a goalie.
Yeah, it's sick.
I'm in, man. All right, we'll pick our team.
I don't know where they do it, but if it's somewhere accessible, we should go someday.
I'm down.
It would be fun.
I'm very down. I gotta see that live.
If any
like,
of
I
you
feel like it's almost more of a spectacle.
If anyone listening to this knows anything about Slam Ball, please send us a DM and tell
us the plug.
Yeah, give us the plug on the Slam Ball tickets.
If you get us beat reporter media passes, we'll do it.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll make that our lives.
My guess is it's either in Vegas or in California.
I would say so too, but Florida, I think, is a good candidate.
True.
But no, I mean, if I was a gambling man, which I try not to be anymore,
we'll see about that.
Hey, I mean, I won a lot of money last week.
That's for our which I try not to be anymore, except for I just mean this week.
Hey, if you lose so bad, sometimes they give you this stuff called free play, which is essentially how they make you a drug addict with it.
Yes,
anyways, free play blew up in their face because I'm walking home with a nice 4-digit paycheck.
Let's wow. Let's leave the gambling to our boy Badger, who we have to check in on because I haven't heard from him in a while, and I'm hoping that this off season, he's not just like in a ditch somewhere.
Badger is on a beach somewhere, as red as a lobster, because he's never put. He claims he doesn't burn, and he just never put suntan lotion on
sure.
in his life.
Sure.
He's on the South Shore at like Hull, just roasting.
Bring me another margarita.
Bring me a margarita. I can't read the odds on my phone.
Oh God. All right. Well, we're gonna check in with him and hope he's still living somewhere.
He better be.
And we will check back in. We'll bring some info back for the next episode on that one.
Yeah, it's not under a rock, it's on one. You know, he's just like burning. That's what he does every summer.
Oh, yeah.
Eats lobster, drinks margaritas, and burns.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Um,
well, we what? You got something else?
I was just gonna shout out those other two teams. I'm glad we only cover who we cover. Is all I'm gonna say.
Absolutely.
Patriots gonna be an interesting year. Welcome Zeke Elliott, and Chain Bloom. Just hey, what a journeyman!
You know? Disaster.
When the owners say don't let us win, he goes, I'll do one better. I'll make it seem like we will.
Oh
God, what disasters. At least there's hope where we're at.
Exactly. But we love all of you that listen. We promise that we weren't really going to call it quits.
No.
But
we probably won't even pass when we should.
Probably not.
He's 70 years old on here, just rambling on.
Yep.
About Patrice Bergeron's
He's coming back.
Son.
He's coming back as a coach.
It's going to be him and Jim Cassidy.
We're doing this from a nursing home. Huh?
But like where like the what are they called? Like Drake has one at his concert series this year, the holograms.
Oh yeah.
we're doing tours but from the nursing home.
100%. This is going off the rails.
This is great.
We love you guys. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening. And let's go off season.
Shut down K-Paps Zingadius today.